coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Christine, it's getting late. I'm getting worried.
Oh, they'll be fine. When your father, Luther, and Dauber get on that toboggan, they're like three overgrown kids. They never want to stop.
But it's so dark. You can barely even see the hill.
Oh, this is what they love. When it gets dark, the snow freezes up, the trail gets icy, and then they can really build up a lot of speed.
Well, how fast do they go?
Oh, I've seen them go halfway across the lake.
Well, I gotta see this.
Sometimes they even pretend they're in the Olympics.
Oh, there they are! Here they come! Christine, they must be going 60 miles an hour. I don't know how they're gonna stop!
Can I talk to you for a minute?
No, not really, Luther. I gotta get up to Christine's before the traffic hits. It'll have to wait till Monday.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay, what is it?
I wouldn't bother if it wasn't important, but I got big, big, big news. You know how this is the only weekend all season without a game and how I didn't have any plans?
Yeah.
Well, I got plans now.
Good.
Wanna know what they are?
No, not really. I want to get up to Christine. Okay, what are you?
You're gonna love this. You know how your son Art Hipke is strange because he's my dentist and he makes jewelry and he cuts my hair?
Yeah.
Well, you're not gonna think he's so strange when you hear this. Art Hipke just invited me this weekend to Chicago, Illinois, all expenses paid, to attend, as his guest, the World Tool and Heavy Object Juggling Semifinals.
Why would Art Hipke have any interest in tool and heavy object juggling?
He just happens to manage the challenger, Bronco Putnam, that's all.
Oh. Well, why the hell would I have any interest in it?
I need to borrow your chainsaw. If they juggle something you bring, then you win two tickets to the finals. I can't tell you how rare those are. I mean, I know people cut off their left arm to go to the chainsaw finals.
All right, take it. It's in my shed, Lou.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Hayden. Hey, have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'll cry.
Hey, Coach.
What? What?
Oh, you promised you'd autograph these balls.
Hey, Dauber, this is my one free weekend all season. Come on, I'm out of here, Dob.
Oh, it's for a good cause. They're going to be sold at a celebrity auction for the blind.
For the blind? Then you sign them.
Yeah, I knew you'd be back.
Well, yeah, follow me to the car. I'll sign you.
Okay, Coach.
I got a weekend with my gal. I thank the stars, her name's not Hal.
Hi.
As only a fool in love can be.
Oh. Boy, Christine, I tell you, I am really looking forward to this weekend. I can feel 12 weeks of tension just melting away. I don't even mind being in your apartment.
Take me.
I would love to take you, and I plan on taking you, but there's just going to be a slight delay in the starting of our weekend.
No, I don't want a slight delay. No slight delay. Come on, I want to be taken.
I have to help a friend out for just a few minutes. She's on her way over here.
What friend?
Well, does that really matter?
It does if it's Barbara.
It's Barbara.
Oh, I hate Barbara.
I know you do.
Why is she coming here?
Well, because she needs me, Hayden. She's depressed and she wants someone to talk to.
Well, she's always depressed. She has to wake up every morning and be her. Well, what happened this time?
Well, do you remember Mark? He's the new guy at the station.
Yeah, Mark, the guy with the bad rug, right?
Yes, he and Barbara have been dating and, well, she thought he could be the one.
The one? Come on, Christine. She's been married 3 times. Maybe she thought this could be the 4.
Anyway, she thought things were really going well, and then they went out to dinner, and he told her that he didn't want to see her anymore. I mean, she's practically in shock.
The shock is he didn't go in the men's room, climb out the window.
Hayden, you are talking about one of my closest friends.
I know, I'm sorry, and I'm trying to be sensitive to that. She just makes me sick.
And I have done my best to keep you apart. In the 5 years we've been together, you've only seen her a handful of times. You barely even know her.
Oh, I know plenty. She can't keep a husband. She's the queen of therapy, and she smokes so much, Christine. She smells like she spent the night in an ashtray.
Also happens to be a very successful writer. Her column appears in over 200 newspapers.
Oh, I've read her stupid column. I wouldn't wrap fish in it.
Hayden, she is my friend. You don't have to like her, but we're getting married and she's not going away. You better learn to accept her. God knows I make an effort to accept your friends.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I love Luther. And I only say this to make a point. As dear as he is, he's not exactly the kind of person I'd become friends with if it wasn't for you.
How dare you speak about Luther that way?
All I'm saying is he's a little unique.
Oh, please. There is nothing unique about Luther, and you know it.
You have to admit that most of the people I'm close to are a little bit more urban and sophisticated than Luther.
That is the most elitist, snobby, judgmental thing I've ever heard you say.
What is Luther doing with his weekend off?
I don't have to defend Luther. This is about Barbara. I don't want her here. Come on, this is our weekend.
Hayden, you owe me this. The only reason I didn't invite Barbara to my birthday party this year is because you didn't want her there. And I have felt horrible about lying to her and having to sneak around making sure she wouldn't find out.
Oh, that's because you're not used to that kind of thing.
Baby, I have to do this for her.
That must be Smoking Sally now.
I will talk to her for 15 minutes, make her feel better, and then I promise you she'll be gone.
Well, I'm gone now. I'm going to be in the bedroom. Christine, just call me when she's gone and you've sprayed some of that pine stuff.
I'm not going to cry, and I'm not going to be bitter. And I don't want to sound like a victim. I detest women who play the victim. But what the hell is life doing to me? Do you have any Jack Daniels?
White wine?
Do you have a lot of it? I know why Mark left. I know why Mark left. It's because I intimidate him. It's like I'm too together. I'm too smart. I'm too successful. A man just can't handle being with a woman who is as together as I am. Did I thank you for letting me come over here tonight?
No, but that's okay.
You know, sometimes I wish I was a lesbian.
Oh. Barbara?
No, I mean it. Women don't destroy each other. Yes, I would miss the sex with men, but you know what? Not that much.
I don't think you're going to feel this way when you've had the time to step back.
You are so very very wise, my friend. Listen, I'm off the lesbian thing, but can I spend the night tonight?
Tonight?
Well, if I have to go home and spend the night alone, I'm just going to end up ordering pizza and hitting on the delivery boy.
I mean, normally I would say yes, but Hayden's here.
Oh, God, and I interrupted that? I feel awful. I have to apologize.
Oh, no, really. That's not necessary. He's totally okay that you're here.
Get the hell out of here, you lunatic!
You had no pants on. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, and I'm as proud as a peacock. Doggone it, Barbara.
I can't do anything right. I should just be dropped off somewhere on some remote island, but I probably couldn't find a man to do that.
Oh, hey.
Okay, now, Barbara, you just come on over here and you sit down.
Hey, I am so sorry. I needed to be with a friend. But look, I'm fine. I'll go. I'm just fine.
See ya.
No, you are not going anywhere until you calm down.
She said she was fine.
Hey, this woman is a saint. I hope you realize how lucky you are to have her. How lucky we both are to have her. How lucky you are to have each other. I have no one. Hayden, you're a man. As a man, what is there about me that makes men want to run away?
Well,
men don't run away from you, Barbara.
I must be doing something. I've been seeing this guy named Mark. He's great. You'd like him if you knew him.
I know him. I don't like him.
You know Mark? How do you know Mark?
The new guy at the station, right?
Yeah, but how do you know him?
Well, I think you must be thinking of a different Mark.
The guy with the bad rug, right?
That's him.
But you've never met him.
Christine, I am not going crazy. This is the chubby little guy with the brown hair above his ears and the black hair underneath.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. Yes, of course, you did meet him one day at the station.
Yeah. No, it was at your birthday party.
Birthday party? What birthday party? You didn't have a birthday party, remember? I took you to a birthday lunch because you said you didn't want to have a party this year.
Barbara, I can explain.
You didn't invite me? Oh, I wanted to, but what? You have a lousy little lunch with me and then a big fancy blowout with all your real friends?
Barbara, it wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't like that. Come on. There's a lot of people there she barely even knew. Oh, geez.
I feel like such a fool. Why did I even come over here?
No, Barbara, please stay. We have got to fix this.
It's fixed. You just go on with your happy little stinking life then. Don't bother to call me for lunch.
I hope you realize that if she hadn't been here, I wouldn't have screwed up. Please stay.
Oh, I have nothing to say to you.
Listen, if you care at all about Christine or cared about her in the past, just hear me out.
How did you know where I was?
Your secretary said you come here to smoke since they passed that law on your building.
I'm writing my column, so just get to it.
Barbara, this whole thing was my fault. Christine wanted to invite you to her party. I was the one who told her not to. We had a huge fight about it. I said, I don't want Barbara the party killer there. She's just a loudmouth, an opinionated, obnoxious shrew.
Why don't you like me?
I like you.
a student of human nature. There is obviously a problem here.
Well, I don't want to get into it right now, Barb. That's not why I'm here.
Okay, that's one garden delight on Health Nut.
Thank you.
Can I get you something?
How about an iron lung?
I'm not letting this go, Hayden. Why don't you like me?
Why the hell do you care so much? I mean, what is it about people? They want everybody to like them. A lot of people don't like me. I don't give a damn, and I gotta tell you, Barb, there is a lot of freedom in
that. Is it the
smoking? Oh,
jeez. Or is it the fact that I'm so sure of myself? Does that intimidate you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
What? What?
No.
What? What?
Let me just... I'll tell you what it is. It is the whole package. Everything, Barb. You say you're sure of yourself, you are a loon. You write a column called Independent Woman, you are a basket case woman. I am sick and tired of hearing about your wacko love life. Your opinions, I can't stand them. And them hats, they just bug the hell out of me. And smoking, which is a religion to you, just makes me want to retch every time I'm around you. You all right?
I'm fine.
Good.
All right, let's go on.
You and I have one thing in common, and that's Christine. You love her, and I love her. You're not talking to her, and she's not talking to me. I want her back, and she wants you back.
I know, I know. She's been calling, and she sent what must have been a $75 bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, and I sent her like a $100 bouquet. The point is, everybody wants to get back together again.
I don't think that I can ever forgive Christine.
I told you, it's not her fault. I pushed her into it. Now, there is a very simple solution here. You and Christine make up. And she realizes that I care about her friends, and she makes up with me. You get to hate my guts for causing this whole mess, but I don't care, and everybody's happy.
I do miss her. And I guess she was just caving into you, which is something I would never do for a man. Then again, she has a man and I don't. Then again, the man is you, so it's a wash. All right. All right, all right. I'll do it. I'll go.
Great.
This is great. This is really great. And you know, maybe because of all of this, even you and I can start a nice friendship.
Oh, we could. I think we really could.
Who is it? It's Barb. Barbara. I want to be friends again.
So do I.
What's going on?
Well, we're all friends. We're together again, and we want to come in.
She can.
Oh, come on, wait a minute, Christine. She wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
That's true.
Okay, you can both come in.
Christine, Hayden explained everything. I know now that you wanted me at the party. You were just caving into an overbearing man. Women do it all the time.
Barbara, I am so sorry. I can't apologize enough. And I swear to God, this will never happen again. I'm so glad to have you back.
Me too.
Oh.
Well, this is all because of me. Yes, it's all because of me.
Would you excuse us for just a minute?
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Can I use your bathroom?
Of course.
Can I use your toothbrush?
No.
Well, I see you got my flowers.
Yeah.
Boy, $100 didn't buy what it used to. You and Barb, friends again.
Yes, you must feel pretty proud of yourself.
Well, I think I showed a little growth there. Yeah, put you in a compromising position, and I'm sorry about that, but I learned from it. And what I learned was that, well, I should respect your friends even though I may not like them. And having learned that, yes, well, I feel a little proud. A little. So, am I forgiven?
I guess.
Listen, why don't we start the weekend we haven't had and let me take you out and get you a nice dinner.
I would love for you to buy me a nice dinner.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Barbara, would you like to have dinner with us?
Me?
What are you doing?
Seeing how much you've grown.
I'll only go if Hayden wants me to go.
Hayden?
I want you to go, Barbara.
I can't go unless you say it like you really mean it.
Barbara, I would really like you to go and have a nice dinner with us.
Could you do it just that way and call me Barb?
I can't help it. I hate her. Just hate her.